message out of the way, and this message as well. The bottom line welcomes this Thursday, January 9th, Buster Poindexter and the Banshees of Blue. On January 10th, Cousin Brucey's Heroes and Legends with his guests Al Cooper and Ula Hedwig. January 11th, Doc Watson will be at the bottom line. January 17th and 18th, Dr. John, along with Eric Gale, David Fathead Newman, Bernard Purdy, and also appearing Mason Ruffner. And January 25th, the Uncle Floyd Show will once again take to the stage. At the bottom line, all tickets are on sale now at the box office. For information, the number to call is 228-7880. This Thursday at the bottom line, Buster Poindexter. The Banshees of Blue, tickets on sale now. When last we heard from T-Shirt and Razoo, it looked like they had gotten away from all those weird European spies, and they were hiding out in Hyde Park in England. As a matter of fact, the exact quote at the end of the letter last week was, parking our hides in Hyde Park, trying to figure how to escape to New York before we get any more in Dutch during the holidays. That was... it was from T-Shirt Mezzu last week. So we continue with the further adventures of our very own Sunday morning cartoon comic book figures. T-Shirt Mezzu Kelly. Dear Vince Gelson, me and Mezzu feels like sheared wool. We ain't on the lam no more. You, EWE, remember, Vin, that guy what chased us clear to foggy London after we escaped from Russia? Well, as much as we tried to shake our tail to flee that doggone hound, he kept sniffing us out, and it ticked us off so much we had to unleash our fury on him when he finally cornered us by this Mason's Hall on Della Street. But he told us we was jumping from a misconclusion. He says we swam across the Black Sea in such record time that he was trying to award off the prize of one round-trip ticket, or as it suits our case, 2 one-way tickets to that capital of Western decadence, New York, home sweet home city. You heard it here first. Ah, Vin, me and Razoo so homesickened. We miss real American food like pepperoni pizza. Real American music like my dog Foot Foot. Real American pastimes like taping copies of rented VCR tapes for all your friends. And real American superheroes like Voltron or the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Oh, Annie M. There ain't no place like it. Back in the USA forever. Me and Razoo Kelly. Copyright 1986. Me and Razoo, who's won really for 86ing 85 and counting on a better 86 Kelly. The boys are still stuck in London. They seem to be, I don't know, I guess they're out of trouble. I guess they're home from London or something, because this letter doesn't make any reference to all that other stuff they were involved in. It's a sort of a New Year's letter from T-Shirt and Razoo. Dear Vin Scalza, me and Razoo Kelly made a record 33 and a third resolutions for New Year's, some of which are never to become engaged in biting dialogue, because we might end up eating our own words. And try to stop aging. Getting old can ruin your health. And never get involved in such fruitless efforts like growing pine trees for their pineapples. And never try to live by the sword unless we're sharp enough and have a good point. And try not to count our chickens before they hatch, or we may end up with egg on our face. And try to develop our EVSP, the ability to read the minds of people who think out loud. And never eat like a horse, even though they do have stable diets. And never tell our doctor that we feel dead because we might get arrested for necrophilia. And never fall for an anesthesiologist, even if she's a knockout, because she'll probably only give us the air, Vin. And never write love letters in the sand. The heavy postage could bankrupture us resolutionaries forever. Me and Razoo Kelly. Copyright 1986, me and Razoo, who also resolved to not necessarily stick to any resolutions, including this one, Kelly. Morning's letter from T-Shirt and Razoo Kelly. I haven't read it yet, and sometimes I can really get twisted around by these things, but I just haven't had time to read it. So we're going to do it cold. Dear Vin Skelta, Me and Razu Kelly knows that time heals all wounds, but does it make house calls? So that boomerang factory we applied to actually did get back to us, but only... They're looking for jobs, by the way, if you'll recall from the last couple of letters. But only to tell us to come back later when business turns around. We're doing okay anyways at our new job at Bob's Brokerage and Grill, New York's first brokerage house with a liquor license and a bouncer. Our first assignment is to make a killing selling stock in the Armageddon Life Insurance Company that insures you against life's little mishaps like spontaneous human combustion or the second coming. Actually, Vin, this place is a bookie joint, gone legit, sorta. We're paid entirely by commissions, only we gotta reinvest 75% of that into any of the company's excess stock of slow-moving stocks, but we get full commissions on those self-sales, only we gotta reinvest 75% of those commissions, but we get commissions back on that, which we gotta reinvest and so on. It's just sort of like an endless mirror, I guess, huh? You know, two mirrors back to back, and they just go on forever. I ain't worked it out on my new abacus yet, but this job may make me and Razu the brokest brokers in town. For extra cash, though, Bob lets us work for tips in the dining section and lets us clean the place up. He appreciates us sweeping on the job. He appreciates us sweeping on the job. We have a meal allowance, too. We're allowed to eat meals sometimes, as long as it's in front of prospective customers, and we pretend to like it. Actually, Bob's a pretty good cook. But just stay away from his salad dressing of motor oil and Epsom salt. Bob offered us a concession stand selling laxatives, but we passed. Hey, Vin! Our mail service says tons of requests for Razu's sex survey have arrived. Or maybe they said tens of requests, we're not sure. But now Razu's starting to feel flush with guilt that maybe his survey's too dirty to be read during the family hour. Septic can be educational. Sewer sending it out anyways. Septic can be educational, sewer sending it out anyways. I told him he made his own bed, so now he has to hide under it like any other guy. Risque business forever, me and Razu Kelly. Copyright 1986. Me and Razu, who's a regular profit and loss, but with his uncanny ability to buy only stocks that lose money, Kelly. Now, Bob Waugh... Do you know anything about Bob's Brokerage and Grill?
No, that's no relation.
No relation.
I never have anything to do with motor oil and...
Epsom salt. You will, however, be taking over the controls momentarily here on 92.3 K-Rock. This is WXRK. I don't want to play Buddy Holly. Little things you say and do rave on. It's crazy feeling. Well, I know it's got rave on. Bum, bum, bum.